Hare Krishna japa, increasing taste and concentration, step 2, part 1, which is called avoiding the aparad trap. The word aparad in relation to the term nam aparad is composed of 2 parts, apa, which means against, without, to take away, or to give up, and radha, not to be confused with radha, it's all surely radha, which means success, prosperity, to please, or flow of affection. So literally, the term namaparad means to displease or upset the holy name of Krishna. In other words, Sri Krishna, who is non-different from his holy name, becomes displeased and unhappy with our offensive behavior toward Naam Rup. Naam Aparad is an offense which acts against one's spiritual success by taking the flow of one's affection away from Sri Krishna. It blocks the flow of a devotee's love. Samacharyas say the word aparad means against or without radha. Naam aparad is the lowest type of chanting which can bind one for many, many births. In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishnu Chakravarti explains that sometimes devotees are doing everything right and they're properly behaving, properly initiated, and they're chanting, but somehow they can't go to the level of prema because they may be suffering for aparads, namaparads, or other type of aparads from a last life. So this is a very important subject, namaparad. So avoiding the aparad trap is an important technique. So namaparad is the lowest type of chanting where Krishna, Naam, is without apa, radha, or radha. Offenses to Krishna's holy name are also offenses against radha, who represents the topmost expression of loving affection for Krishna. Bhakti, or devotion to God, or Krishna, cannot exist without the presence of Srimati Radharani. What are the effects of namaparad? If one offends the holy name of Krishna, then one will lose his or her taste and attraction for sadhana bhakti. In other words, a devotee will no longer derive any happiness from hearing and chant sarusanga and serving Sri Guru. The world of Krishna and his devotees becomes dry, tasteless, and hackneyed. Apathy, or lack of interest or attraction towards Krishna, is a diseased condition of the soul. As a sick man taking medical treatment has no taste for palatable foods, similarly an offender to Krishna Naam, who continually chants the holy name, will eventually nullify his transgressions and offenses against the holy name and regain a taste for the holy name. Padma Purana explains, Namaparad yuktanam namanyeva harantyagam avishranti prayuktani tan yevarta karani cha. By continuous chanting of Krishna's name, one who is an offender or an aparadi will gradually become free from offenses and sins. One will rise to the platform of offenseless chanting and eventually attain the ultimate goal of Krishna prema. Although a devotee tries to give up offenses, he or she is actually helpless and cannot do so alone. One can only get free from namaparad through devotion, bhakti, the power of Krishna's name, and by the mercy of Sri Guru, Krishna's associates, and all the devotees.